Some of you need to break. Some of you are in situations where somebody's going to have to humble themselves. Somebody's going to have to submit unto God and watch God work through a situation. And the Holy Spirit will show you, God is not into power plays. If you start seeing yourself in a power play, you need to go to God and cry out, how do I get out of this? God doesn't really care what you want. He cares what you become. And whatever's meant for evil, God will turn it to good if he's in charge. And God knows where these power plays are that you have to use wisdom to break through. I'm just warning you, if you have a deeper walk with God, do not use your spirituality to lord it over other people. If somebody in ministry, I could say, well, God showed me this, and I could lord it over what you think God's telling you. I could use the authority and the power God's given me as a fivefold ministry leader to start ruling people's lives and being in charge, and I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do it. I have no desire to do it. Make sure God gets that desire to your heart. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. In due season, he will lift you up. You need to really seek the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm probably talking to more than one person. This is something all of us need, but God wants me to talk about it tonight. If you're in a power struggle with an employee, or an employer, if you're in a power struggle with a child, if you're in a power struggle with a spouse, with a mother-in-law, with a father-in-law, any relationship, if there is a power struggle going on and you feel the flesh rise up to say, well, I'm not giving into this, or I'm not doing this, or if it's the I'm, you are already part of the enemy using you to destroy a relationship and to make you like him. And God wants you to submit and say, God, forgive me. I'm going to trust you. I've never trusted you like this before, but I'm going to trust you. Order my steps. Show me the way. Make the path straight. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. You need grace. When you have to go somewhere you don't want to go, when Jesus had to go to that cross, he had to ask for grace. He cried out in that garden for grace. Give me, thy will be done, but give me the grace. And God will give you the grace. Because see, at NIH, they were all, it was almost like being at one of those timeshare cells. I mean, first this one came in to tell us why we had to sign these papers for this certain testing, and then I wouldn't do it. And then they sent in the doctor, and I still wouldn't do it. And then they sent in three more. They kept us there till we were tired in this little tiny room, on and on. The people were cleaning up and closing around us. It's like they weren't going to let us go out the door. Then they sat and talked to my son and tried to get him to sign without our permission. And finally, it was crazy. I've never had that much pressure except for timeshare cells. Like, if you ever want to get back to your Florida vacation, you had better sign now. You know, it's hour number five. The sun's going down. Well, have you signed? Well, we'll do this deal for you. We'll do this deal for you. Mark down, mark down, mark down, mark down. Okay, take it down to free and we'll think about it. And it was like that. That's power. We have you in this room. We can do this. I'm not going to submit to that. But then it made it harder for me to submit to God. Because when I finally got out of there, I thought, you will never see me again. And God says, it's not up for you to say who's going to see you again. I said, but God, you got me out of there. Yep. Now let me be in charge. Don't think you know what God's going to do. Don't think you know how he's going to do it. When you start feeling that power thing rise up and that desire for power rise up, you need to realize that's from the devil. And I don't want to be part of him. If it means if they want my shirt, they get my coat. If they hit me on the cheek, I'll give them the other cheek. If they want me to walk a mile, I'll walk too. God says, whatever, don't allow the enemy to rule you with his power or flesh power. So we're just going to go ahead and pray. I just think the Lord's dealing with some of you right where you are. Just pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for any area of my life where I used power to control someone else, to control a situation, where I called the shots because I could, instead of trusting you. Father, we just renounce that kind of power. We renounce the fear that goes with that kind of power. And we come before you. And we ask you to be in charge. Father, every situation that's set before us right now, where there could be a power struggle, give us the grace to submit to you and be led by you. Not submitting to the devil, not being led by the demons in someone else, but being led by you with wisdom. Humble us, Lord, and then open the right doors. Close the wrong doors. Work in the hearts of the people that are setting up these struggles. Lord, I just want your will. Forgive me for thinking I know what it is. And let me just come before you now and say, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.